DRC in Lubumbashi, we are working with three provinces. This is Okatanga, Lualaba, and Olomani, which are provinces with a high prevalence of TB. And our organization has funding from USA on their TB loan program. And also, we are doing active case finding of TB patients.
Why is there a high incidence of TB in the mining sector there?
The high prevalence is mainly because of the very, they say, bad living condition in the mining areas. There's a lot of poverty and promiscuity. Because, you know, TB is an airborne disease. And most of the time, people come around the mining areas because they need to find a way of living. And they live in very poor conditions. And most of the time, there is no a very good health system there to follow them. And when they get infected, it's very easy for them to spread the disease around. So what we do is to go and sensitize and educate them on TB. And we go to find out and fish out those that are, we screen the population and we fish out those that are presumptive cases that will refer to the health facility for screening, and they have been put on treatment. Since the treatment is free, then we follow them up in the community. And for us to ensure that these people are there to treatment, we create what we call trios around them. And these are members of their families or friends around them, so that they can support them to adhere to the treatment, because it's a long treatment and sometimes people along the treatment, they get tired.
It also affects family members of the mine workers. Is that because it's just all over the place, you know, in the air?
Yeah, it affects the family members, because most of the time the people they live essentially on this walking around the mines. And when one member of the family is, it means that maybe it's the person bringing income to the family. It means all the family is affected. And sometimes, because of that, whatever can happen, children are not going to school, they cannot provide for what they are living, and the condition becomes even worse. And also in these areas, we have found some families that have been broken apart because of stigma and misconception around the TB. Because sometimes some are sick, people come going to the hospital, then they don't diagnose it immediately, and they take them to the traditional healer, and there are all these misconceptions about the TB.
I know that, you know, TB is a curable disease, but are you achieving success in your efforts to lower the rate of TB in that area in the DRC?
Yeah, we would like to say so far our project, what we are doing, we're supposed to. It's a 5-year project, and we're supposed to, we have, in 3 years, we have already reached above the target for 5 years. But still, we are still finding a lot of TB cases. Means there is much more than what we thought to be in this area, because if in 3 years we have achieved the goals of 5 years, and we are still finding many people with TB, it means the TB is very high in this community.